On This Day with Gunners and Ali. Thanks to Nash Quavey Mandurah Lawyers, with $55 off standard wills for a limited time only.
It's Wednesday the 29th of June. What happened on this day?
Ken Doan was born, the Australian artist today. He's 82.
Mike Willacy, the Aussie TV presenter, was born on this day, 1942, in Perth. Unfortunately, lost him a couple of years ago.
If the answer to a birthday cake is so complex, you do have a problem with the overall GST, don't you?
Yes. The answer to a question that pretty much ended the political career of John Hewson. Gary Busey, the American actor, today 78.
Ian Paice, the English musician, best known as the drummer for Deep Purple, is 74.
Australian singer, songwriter, musician and actor Colin Hay is 69.
James Freud was born today in 1959 but died in 2010. If you remember him, the Aussie Muso was part of the band The Models.
And before that, with a band called The Radio Stars, came out with this song. Modern Girl. Brett McKenzie.
I'm Brett.
The New Zealand comedian and musician.
Murray, I was wondering if you could call me by my rapping name.
Your rapping name?
Rhinoceros.
He's 46 today. Yeah, best known for his role in Flight of the Conchords.
It was on this day, 1969, the Jimi Hendrix Experience played for the final time at the Denver Pop Festival.
Steve Wozniak tested the first prototype of the Apple computer on this day in 1975.
In 1980, Brian Johnson, ex-Geordie singer, played his first Akadaka concert as their new lead vocalist.
Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical Sunset Boulevard opened in London on this day in 1993.
In 1994, Australia recorded its coldest day at Charlotte Pass in New South Wales, where the temp dropped to minus 23 degrees Celsius.
If you know Melbourne, you'll know the famous Nilex clock, which was switched back on again on this day in 2005.
In 2007, the first Apple iPhone was released.
And we lost a bit of a legend on this day with the passing of Carl Reiner, who died a couple of years ago. The US actor, comedian and director was also the father of Rob Reiner. Carl was 98.
And that's on this day for Wednesday, the 29th of June.